Prague's National Gallery, one of the country's most respected cultural institutions, which includes a number of venues, has, along with other state-funded organizations, been told by the austerity government to save 15% of its budget next year. The cuts following the earlier financial crisis are expected to hit the gallery hard. While some steps have already been taken, a reduction in the number of exhibitions, a cutting back on acquisitions, a lowering of the number of staff, it is not likely to be enough. As a result, this week gallery head Milan Knijak warned of a more drastic solution if additional funds aren't found. He spoke to Radio Prague's Jan Wellinger on Monday, describing the situation.
The crisis influenced the gallery a lot because we rented some space and we always made money with renting. And now some of these institutions, you know, went off or were not able to pay. Therefore, you know, we had already problems with our budget last year, and this year about the same. And we are getting less and less money from the government. And we are seriously thinking of closing the National Gallery down for a certain period of the year, let's say for about 2 months. In the winter season, it means in the season where the gallery is not too visited. It's visited, but not that much like the other time of the year.
Of course, the National Gallery includes many different venues.
Yeah, complete. I mean, when I say National Gallery, I mean all the collections, all the buildings. You know, if I wouldn't think so, then I will say just the Morin collection or the other collection, yeah.
Excuse me for saying so, but that strikes me as truly a radical decision, one that is quite shocking.
Yeah, we have the same feeling. But according to the law, we have to have even budget at the end of the year. It means that's the only solution which will work out. Maybe because I'm going to talk to the minister once more, the official speaking about the budget for next year is going to be late this month. And maybe there is some money in the budget which will cover this very unpleasant situation. But until now, because we always make plans on different levels, one, optimal, second, let's say, usual, and then, you know, for the case of a crisis. And this is what we planned at the very beginning, to close the gallery for more than 2 months, for like about twice, once in the winter, ones in the summer. But we already, talking to the minister, found some money to cover this period in summer, and now we still have this closing period in winter. We are, of course, reducing the number of exhibitions, and we are doing exhibitions on which we got grants, and exhibitions covered from the other sources. But, you know, still there is this pause, this period of 2 months, which should be when the gallery should be closed because of the budget.
Do you accept the 15% cut as basically a political and economic reality, that this is something that has to be done?
According to myself, it's completely stupid, because the budget of culture, of the Ministry of Culture, is so small compared to the other budgets. Then, let's say 10 or 15%, the ministry saves. It's nothing. It helps nowhere. It means the budget of the ministry is so small, I guess about 8 billion together with church. It means that the half of the money goes to the churches. It means it's very, very little money. It means it has no sense to save on museums and galleries. Maybe they can reduce the number of grants or whatever, but museum is the memory of the nation. And the money which we need so little, because we are now getting short of about, let's say, 12 million. What is it? It's almost no money. You know, we have the budget without grant and without all the extra money for buying, we have about 300 million. It means this is about 45 million. But we already found some reserves. It means now there is about 12 million, need of 12 million, which, according to myself, is very little money. And I'm going to talk to the Minister of Finance, and I believe we can find some kind of a solution, because closing down the gallery, of course, we are planning that because we are good economists, but according to my deep opinion, I think it's a nonsense. Maybe it will not happen, but until now, it should be like that. We are planning to close the gallery the 10th of January and open it at the first day of spring. It means 21st of March.
I can't even begin to imagine the impact in the long term. After all, the Czech Republic is a country that prides itself on its long history and its culture. It's not only something for its own people, but it's a huge draw in tourism as well.
But the problem is that the Minister of Culture is, I don't mean this minister, but the Minister of Culture in general, is supposed to be a weak minister, which has no power or little power in the government. And that's very bad because Czech Republic, especially Prague, that's why people come to Prague, because of Prague's culture, Prague's history. You know, not only for beer, food and women, you know, as they thought. No. Now more and more people come to Prague because of its beauty, of its history, of its art. And the money which we invest in this kind of, you know, in this field is getting little and little every year. And that's very bad.
Do you foresee an outcry, a public outcry, if indeed you have to take this step and close the gallery down for 2 months?
We always will say, and I say it even now, that it was done because of the government. Because the government needed that. Because we did everything we could. We are cutting down the number of people working for us. We are cutting the number of exhibitions. We are saving money, you know, every penny. But this, and therefore we reduced, you know, the need for 12 million, which is really, really, really nothing. But if the government, you know, says, if the government will decide to do it like that, okay, we will do it. There's no other chance. I cannot go to the bank, and I could, but what people will do after, you know, how to pay it back.
What steps have been taken so far? I know that there was a reduction, for example, of free visits, or there were free hours that you could go to Veletržní palác and so on.
The ministry wanted that. The ministry wanted us to close down these free days and to reduce the number of free visits. And then, okay, I don't think it's correct. I think the gallery should be, at least the permanent installations, should be open for free. Because we have to teach people to go into the gallery. You know, it's a big fashion outside, for instance, the so-called Western countries, that people go to the galleries. For instance, in Britain, now almost all the museums open for free, except the exhibitions. You pay for the exhibition, but you don't pay for the permanent installations, permanent exhibitions. We wanted to do the same, at least at the beginning, in Veletržní palác, Trajan Palace. But the government, even the governments before, were strictly against. I think, you know, when people will enter the museum for free, then they will spend money for catalogs, they spend money for eating, they will live in the museum more. It means now when they pay a few hundred crowns just to get in, then of course they don't pay anything else. I think it's a bad politic. Bad culture politic. But it's not the question of this government. I think it's a question of all the governments we had.
It seemed to me that it would have been a perfect move to have kept the days, or maybe even expanded, you know, as some kind of, I don't know, move of solidarity or something like that.
For sure we need some kind of solidarity, but, you know, with all my fingers, I vote for saving money. But it should, as a sense. Because you cannot save money just like that, you know, cutting all the budgets. You must cut budget, they bring money. You must make more chances, more occasions to make money. And culture should be a basic stuff for us. Because if not, then we will dissolve in the everyday problems and we will change into the machines. Culture, and especially visual culture, bring some kind of peace and some kind of cultivation. If you visit a museum, you know, art museum, you have to involve your energy. You have to find the way to the pieces. It's not like pop music which comes to you from every fucking corner. You know, in the museum you have to find your own way, your own relation to the piece. And therefore it's so important. And people should be cultivated, because all the kitsch, all the pop kitsch, which is everywhere around us, you know, does not cultivate people. Vice versa, it ruins us.
That was the head of the National Gallery, Milan Knežák, ending that edition of Talking Point by Jan Wellinger.